Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Very scary situation for mother Sky and Yukovic. She lives down in South Australia, got a little boy, Marley, and she had every parent's worst nightmare. Her son, Marley, for a few years, he had respiratory issues,
yeah.
And they thought it was asthma. So he struggled with his breathing a fair bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not like how I did as a kid. I had asthma, but it was a fairly mild asthma. And I really played it up, especially when it was time for sports class at school.
Of course.
I feel the asthma coming on. I don't think I should go and play soccer today, sir. But for Marley, he really struggled, this poor kid. And then December last year, Marley all of a sudden became critical. And they had to rush him to hospital.
Oh.
Yeah. And at hospital, they did all the examinations. They took x-rays as well. And they realized there was something going on with Marley's esophagus and trachea. So
okay,
up around the throat area. And they thought, because previous to that, they always kept checking his lungs, thinking, you know, he had asthma and that's where that problem lies. So they went, okay, let's get him into the hospital. So Melbourne Children's Hospital, they took Marley in, all the pediatricians and expert kids doctors there, poking and prodding Marley. He did have to undergo a bit of surgery so they could investigate what it was that was lodged in Marley's esophagus. And this is Marley's mum, Sky. She says, a few hours later, I received a phone call to meet his surgeon at recovery where they had pulled a piece of plastic, a toy plastic flower, out of Marley's airway.
Oh, no.
Somehow, little Marley had managed to swallow a toy flower.
Not a bit of Lego, like just a toy flower.
No, not a bit of Lego. It was some sort of, I don't know where it came from. The thing is, Sky says they're not sure how long the toy's been there, but she figures it could be around 5 years because that's how long they thought Marley had asthma. That's when he started to develop these symptoms. You're like, oh, my God. It's crazy. Like, this is the thing with kids. They're always shoving stuff in their gob.
Yeah.
You know, not a week that goes by you don't hear about some kid that's decided, oh, those little silver batteries, you know, the little button batteries look good.
Yeah,
I'm going to pop them like it's candy.
Dangerous.
You know, I know they've come up with some sort of coating for the batteries now to make them sort of distasteful and deter the kids from swallowing them.
Yeah.
But I think this is what they need to do with toys as well, to stop a future Marley from happening.
Just pick it up. Yum, yum.
Make all toys Brussels sprout flavored. And then no kid is going to want to try and stick them in their mouth about, I'm not trying to swallow that. All toys are Brussels sprout flavored. So it did have a happy ending for Marley. He went under the knife. They got the plastic flower out. They're going to repair everything and he should be good as gold from here on out.
Nice.
Unfortunately, on the playground now, though, after everyone found out that he'd swallowed a toy flower, his nickname now on the playground is Kinder Surprise. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, Brad, the cost of putting the family on the park when it comes to the cost of living, we know it's getting a little bit ridiculous. We're getting strangled when we go to the shops to try and do the grocery shopping. But imagine being a large family.
What, like, is it, overweight?
No, they go to Costco, that family.
Ah, right.
I'm talking about the Bennells. This family, let's just say, they've got a pretty stacked house.
11 meals every breakfast, lunch and dinner. And that's when their eldest 7 children aren't there.
We've got 9 boys and 7 girls, and they're aged 32 down to 8. We've lived off one wage all our married lives.
Wow. 16 kids. Even New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet would be like, that's going a bit too far.
Because, yeah, that's a big family.
I've got 7. That's enough.
I start to wonder, how big's the house? How many bedrooms is the house? Is everyone just got bunk beds upon bunk beds?
I would say it's like a backpacker's hostel, that house. It's just bunk beds everywhere.
Imagine those kids going to school. It's like someone, other kids at school, hey, let's have a sleepover at your house. You're like, yeah, maybe we have a sleepover at your house.
God, if I was those parents, I'm like, no more kids are coming into this house.
Yeah. And every time you see one of these stories, what's the next thing they obviously have to do when they hear a family this big?
They have to do the shopping?
They have to take them to the shops, and, well, it costs them quite a bit.
When it comes to meat, the Bonnells buy in bulk. Today's haul, 6 kilos of sausages, 6 kilos of mince, 4 packs of rissoles and 5 kilos of chicken. That'll last 3 weeks.
Or for breakfast if you're Clive Palmer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and also they put a few things in numbers as well. 24 litres of milk for the week.
Oh, wow. Just buy their own dairy farm.
That's what they even joked. She was like, oh, we're better off just buying the cow. You get the meat and you get the dairy as well.
Like propping up the entire dairy industry to his family.
I know I'm a tight ass, but having a family this size, you'd have to have some sort of trips and, you know, tips up
your
sleeve.
Oh, you'd have to work to a tight schedule.
You'd have to, yeah.
You'd have to plan well ahead.
Mother Jenny, well, she's on. She's got a couple of little tricks of the trade.
Mum Jenny's top tips for saving on fresh fruit and veggies, shop local.
She's a local grower, fresh cauliflowers.
And don't be afraid of small blemishes.
It's marked down, but it's only got a little spot on it.
Got a little chunk. It's only got a rat hanging out of it. It's all good.
Here's a tip on how you can save money, Jenny.
Yeah.
Stop having so many bloody kids.
Oh, my God. And they also, one of the tips they give up as well is keep checking the catalogues and go to the shops a couple of times a week because you might find stuff that's marked down.
Okay.
For me, that's impossible. I won't even go to the shops once a week, let alone multiple times. That's completely out of the question. Another thing I sort of worry about with all those kids as well, when it comes to sharing the TV time, you know, how do they decide on what they're watching?
Well, I assume they wouldn't have a TV and that's why they have so many kids. There's no Netflix in that house.
I'll tell you what, they may be arguing about what to watch in the house, but there's a bit of an inside joke, you know, within the family because it's so big. Every time this ad comes on.
Feed your family one of my recipes for under $10 at Coles.
Yeah, good luck with that, buddy.
Sitcom.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Scary situation for a woman in Kemp's Creek. Here in New South Wales, 70-year-old, yesterday, early in the morning, about 9 a.m, a cow has headbutted this lady.
Was she on a scooter? Was she walking around? What was the?
I'm not sure of the exact details. I don't know if she provoked the cow, or maybe it was a bit of mad cow disease happening there, or whatever. But this cow got fired up and headbutted this lady. And yeah, New South Wales ambulance confirmed that she was injured by the cow. Following the headbutt, had to be taken to Liverpool Hospital.
Yeah, until you told me what area it was, I would just assumed it was like going through Jilla Jilly there in the morning. She was on the scooter just beeping at the cows as they were trying to cross the road.
No, not in this instance. not sure. This blew my mind when I heard of it because I've heard of bulls charging.
Yeah.
You know, you got the old thing of the red cape or the, you know, they see the bull sees red, comes charging. But just a cow, like we've got so many dairy farms here on the far south coast. Whenever you drive past one, they're all out there in the paddock just chewing their cuds. They look at you like, life's good. I'm eating grass.
Yeah.
I'm out in the sunshine.
Ew.
I'm a cow.
Living it.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot going on upstairs. I'm not sure what has driven this cow to just turn on this woman and give her a Glasgow kiss.
Yeah, I've seen iRobot. It just takes one. They've got the numbers, believe me.
Oh,
the cows, if they want to start some sort of revolution, they could.
They form a herd and then it's all over for us.
That's right, they're falling with the wrong crowd.
Maybe this woman, mooed at cows. I mean, it's something you find yourself doing if you see a cow.
Of course.
You go, moo. And maybe in cow speak, that translates to something about its mother.
Yeah,
and
that's
next thing you know, it turns on her. And it could also just be a case of, I don't know if this was a beef farm or a dairy farm.
Yeah.
You know, if you've just come fresh from a barbecue, I mean, obviously the cow's going to get a little angry and probably try to turn on you. Not sure. Maybe it was a dairy cow. And even if it was a dairy cow, I can understand them getting angry as well, you know. You got these, weirdos walking on two legs every morning, getting up nice and early, waking you up, then yanking on your udders with their cold hands. I'd be ready to headbutt someone as well.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.